So what is eating well? Eating well involves consuming a variety of foods and maintaining a balanced diet. It also means having a diet free from restrictions which you might have imposed on yourself due to distress, shame, or guilt, or other issues related to your eating habits. Eating well allows for a flexible incorporation of all food groups into your diet, and eating regularly is crucial to support your recovery, even though it may be challenging in the early stages. We're going to have a look at eating on a regular basis. This practice helps us maintain adequate energy levels and protects against hunger, and it reduces the risks of binge eating and improves your overall functioning. We're going to undertake an activity to understand a little bit more about our emotions and physical responses that we may encounter when we are undertaking disordered eating. Take a moment to have a look at the questions on page two and allow this video to go on for some examples of what this reflective activity intends to do. So, as we have with previous sessions, we've undertook reflective activities to understand a little bit more about what is happening both within our mind and our bodies when we are undertaking unhelpful behaviours. What I want you to do now is think about a time that you've had a disordered eating pattern, or think about a time where you've engaged in eating that feels distressing to you. I want you to think about any specific emotions or thoughts that went through your mind when undertaking that disordered eating pattern. As you can see from my example, I've popped down. I feel ashamed of myself when I engage in eating binge eating behaviours. I constantly feel like I'm a failure and there's no point in trying. Have a think about what sort of things go through your mind and what sort of emotions that you attach towards your disordered eating. The second thing that we're reflecting upon in this activity is physical responses when we've experienced an eating problem. So it's really important that we're aware of these physical responses, especially as we're going to talk a little bit about energy today. So take a moment to have a think about something that's happened within your body or any physical responses that you've noticed when you have engaged in either disordered eating or experienced any eating problems. So for my example, I've popped down. After I've binge ate, I feel like my energy levels are zapped. I end up eating a lot of sugar when I'm binge eating. Sometimes I feel energetic for a short while, but later on I start to feel shaky and tired. Take a moment to note down your physical responses.